Well, we knew, I think, from the onset that we were eventually going to end up, in that conference, or on the western side, from just from conversations and that. But I think you know, it's interesting because depending on which team wins the cup, there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to want to emulate, how that team was built, how that team is. Is it big? Is it fast? Is it, is it a big money goaltender? Is it not a big money goaltender? Is it a star-laden team? Or is it a team that has, four equal lines? Like, there's a lot of copycat that does go on in the league. I think you have to look at what you have as strengths in your organization. You continue to talk about your philosophy on what you want to draft, what kind of player you want to draft. And, eventually you keep working towards that you're the team that someone wants to emulate. So, we did get a little bigger this year. We did consciously look at doing that. I think that there's some pluses and minuses to a lot of different things that that happen in that regard. You look at some of our prospects. Obviously, Jacob's good size. Mark Scheifele's good size. Adam Lowry's got good size. But to say that that's all we're going to draft or that's all we're going to do, that's not going to be the case either. You're still looking to people that fit your criteria, fit your mold, and fit the different opportunities that are there for you. And we talked about at the trade deadline, I'd love to have found a speedy right winger that could fit in both with Evander for the short term and the long term, and I wasn't able to find that. Will that be something that gets drafted over the course of time, gets traded for, gets signed in free agency? Those are all the things that we're going to evaluate the opportunities that are out in front of us.